Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Are we
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night on the grid. Very busy Tuesday night. Everybody's playing in MLB, except there was a couple rainouts. Of course, I think it's like 2 of the 3 games that Joe liked the most for the totals. I've rained out Baltimore, the Twins, and the Phillies and the Cardinals both got washed away. That just means Joe gets double chances for them tomorrow because they're playing doubleheaders on Wednesday. So he gets 2 cracks to go after those games. So we have that. We've got Stanley Cup playoff game. Only 1 game tonight, Winnipeg and Dallas, which is about to face off. Big game 4. We've got the Cavs and the Pacers. Game 5 in Cleveland. Cavs out to a fast start. Big game 5 later, Oklahoma City and Denver. Series tied 2 games apiece. Only NBA series that isn't 3-1 right now. And we'll see who gets this pivotal game. Big number for a game 5 tied 2-2. Big 10-piece for Denver here tonight. We've got some more NFL spreads. I saw they put out some game times for the first week at a college, which Joe's excited about. He can start to plan his weekend. PGA Championship this week. I mean, what else could you possibly throw on the pile here as we continue to move forward? Mike Carver with you and the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the 2, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? Tonight in this paradise, baby. This is it. Big fly. Big fly. Can we get it in the White Sox-Reds game? Only game left.
They've had a long rain delay there in Cincinnati, but They just announced that they will start at 8:25 p.m. East. They will throw first pitch between the White Sox and the Reds. Now, you told me you sounded like you weren't happy about that. You would prefer that they rein the game out? I mean, why? You like this big total. Why would you prefer they rein
just
the game out?
Just the way it's going, Carver. I mean, you know, we'll see what we can get later tonight. A lot of low numbers tonight. Seven in the Padre game, seven in the Yankee game. Might as well be no runs. I mean, the Algo thinks no runs tonight. Another dead under. Mm. Dead under night. 1-0
Cleveland. You think the Algo thinks
Mets.
That, huh?
2-0 Washington. I mean, let's go through. Where's the over?
Him. Where's the over? Look, Homer here, Kyle Stowers. Let's go. Marlins and Cubs, Joe. Can we get cooking a little bit? Marlins and Cubs?
All right. Are you on
Kyle Stowers, that was a great number tonight. I did play him with a little put it with the golf because I thought plus 900 was stupid for him. Even though, again, the wind's blowing in, Joe. The wind's blowing in. But you've got some guys out there. And listen, the Cubs, I'm on this PCA tonight, this Beat Crow Armstrong, because Belozo the Clown's pitching for Miami tonight. So I'm hoping to go after this Belozo the Clown.
The one total I didn't shake, I said it last night, Toronto and Tampa, and it's 4-2 headed to the bomb.
Oh, they're lighting the place on fire up there already. Mm-hmm. I'm annoyed because I really like going after Berrios. He stinks. And I was going back and forth between Lau, who you know that I love, and he's been hitting the ball hard lately. So I ended up playing Lau, but it was between him and that Jonathan Don't Call Me Dave Aranda. And sure enough, Aranda hit a homer. Aranda homered. And he had great numbers off of Berrios. Honestly, it was a bad job by me. I should have found a way to play him somehow, even in a small parlay or something. I should have had him in the mix for something, but I didn't. Joe knows what I need, and I need Ellie when they start this red game. Ellie would be nice. What else? What was the other one I said? I need Rooker and who else, Joe? What was that? Oh, Ozuna. Where's Ozuna? Can this Ozuna
TJ
homer?
Rooker? You need TJ Rooker?
TJ Rooker, late night. And are you going to open the floodgates with the Dodgers and the A's tonight at 10 o'clock?
I got
open
a no sweat parlay.
Let him fly. Landon Knack. Well, wait. You got the ding. Wait. You got a Dinger Tuesday boost too. Let's do something for the Dinger Tuesday boost late night. A two legger. Come on, two legger. Nothing crazy. Don't do the max. Just put like $10 on it. Do something fun. Just let's have a little action tonight on Dinger Tuesday.
All right. I'll think about it. Right now, we need runs in Cincinnati. Can we get over 11 and a half?
They haven't started yet. They haven't started yet. I know. So we can't root it in until it starts. Okay. I need lots of things, too.
I don't know.
You want to put Ellie in the Dinger Tuesday parlay? You want to do Ellie and somebody in the Dodger A game late night?
I'm going big fly in the Dodger game. It's go big or go home against the A's. That's what I'm doing. I'm hoping they bat around in the first.
So let's in the second. We'll put something together later. Let's do a two-man parlay with the Dinger Tuesday 50% boost later on. I haven't used mine yet. I was saving it in case I could pull you in with me for something
late
night.
Not going to be able to do it. You're on the guy, the Butler, Larry Butler.
I like the Butler too. You want to put the Butler?
I'll think about it.
It's okay. Here's this Carpenter. Can he hit a homer for Detroit? About this Carpenter?
Why not?
Yeah, these games, I'm telling you, Joe, some of them are going to open up tonight.
Yeah? You
these
think?
Games, I told you last night, Yankees Mariners, it opened up. Right?
Yeah, you were right. Carver, you've been dead right. Here's what I'm putting together for the late game. I got a no sweat parlay.
You've been dead right. You've been dead right. Wait, you have a baseball no sweat parlay?
Yeah.
Where do you get this stuff from? Like, who do you know over there? What's the secret sauce for you at that place? Just dumping it all in and taking it out, dump it in, take it out, dump it in, take it out. Is that how you get all these perks?
It's not right, Carver. That's not right. Yeah, really. Why do you have to say it?
How about Tatis, listen to this one. Let's do this nice. How about Tatis? Okay. Tatis and the Butler. And you use the boost, gets it up to 44.67, Joe. Tatis and the Butler. 44.67 with the boost.
44.67.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, what is the RBI numbers? Friedman's even money tonight. He's the front runner. Is that typical? Is that a typical number?
You better go text your boy DRS for that. You know that I'm not involved in any of these other markets. There's only one market I study every day. Okay? And it ain't RBIs. Okay? It's big flies, Joe. Taters.
Big flies.
Chicks dig
big
the long fly. Ball, Joe. Long ball.
Do they? Go big or yeah. Go home?
Pacers you, made a big comeback in the here, replacements? Joe. 52-49 Cavs now. Here come the Pacers on a run. What about this Donovan Mitchell? Did you play him?
No.
15 points in the first half. 15 points already. I didn't play him. No threes, though. No threes. This Halliburton with four threes in the first half. Man, that was a big price. Huge price for that. Stars and Jets underway. I wonder who Matias has. Who does Matias got liking the Stars and the Jets tonight?
I'm going to say he likes the Stars.
I'm Stars. I'm taking the Stars 100%. I like the Stars.
Sounds too easy. Everybody's on the Stars. It's too easy.
Well, you know what? That's what everybody said the last game. Everybody thought the Jets were going to win the last game, and I was on the Stars.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're just getting going.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Come on, big fly, big fly.
Who's got a big fly here? What big fly?
I'm not even going to say.
Just say what you're looking for. Like, what's the cloak and dagger?
Detroit.
What's the cloak and dagger?
Because every time I tell you, it's like...
It's like what? What? I got a couple guys in this game. Let's go.
All right.
Now, why'd you chase Detroit? Because they scored 14 runs last night, so now you're chasing them?
No, I went with the hot team. I went with teams that are swinging a hot bat.
You went with the hot team.
I'm not gonna overthink it tonight. I'm just going with teams that are swinging a hot stick.
You're not gonna overthink it tonight.
Teams that are swinging a hot stick. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. Teams I respect that are the hot method. If that's what you want to go with, we can
baseball,
go with that. Way.
That's what I'm going with.
Nothing Big wrong fly. With that. Who's got it?
Big fly, come on.
Hey, a couple things.
Go ahead.
From last night.
Yeah.
Man, that Gobert was a total stiff last night. I mean, he did nothing.
We actually had a little bit of a shot. We had a shot.
How about how gutless was Jimmy? How gutless was Jimmy last night? It's like he wasn't even playing.
It's like he wanted to go home, right? He's checked out. Jimmy's got plans for South Beach.
He kind of gave off that kind of feel, you know?
It's like, you know, Jimmy sort of realizes that, like, season, you know, without Steph, season's over, and he's only one guy. He can't do it. That's it. Like, you know, asking too much now. Is that what it is? Jimmy, you know, like, you're asking too much to me to break a sweat and push it to seven games. Yeah. Jimmy doesn't want to break a sweat anymore, huh?
Asking too much. But he's asking.
You know, this Gobert, too, is allergic to the glass, and so is Randall. You tell me it's all Randall, right? 5 rebounds in the first quarter. The guy can't sniff
Wait a
the
second.
Glass.
Randall had 30 points. He had 31 points in the game. The guy went off.
He had 5 rebounds in the first quarter, and the guy was allergic to the glass. I'm just saying.
You know, I don't know what you want me to tell you. Like, the guy.
I told you last night Ant was ready to step up. Ant came through.
And we did. We had him for 30. He had 30.
This McDaniels, who shot this guy out of a cannon last night?
He's been really,
this guy gets shot out of a cannon all of a sudden, this McDaniels.
I know.
Somebody
had to
tell him, like, hey, kid was going for his contract in one game. Like, slow it down.
I know. It's unfortunate, but it's what happened.
Yeah. Okay? Meanwhile, what are these Cubs doing? Same gutless teams again tonight. Here we go.
Same gutless teams.
I took we're going to start this the Cincinnati game, and I swear this gutless De La Cruz. All of a sudden, the Braves woke up 2-2. Somebody hit a home run there.
Was it Ozuna?
It was Baldwin.
We don't need Baldwin. Now there's Farge up of homers for Toronto, too. Another homer in the Toronto game, Joe. That game's going to be
5-2.
That game's going to be like 9-10-7 or something like that tonight.
Total was eight.
And we missed that one, Joe.
Why was that total so low?
I don't know. We missed it, though. We missed it.
All right, keep saying we missed it. We obviously missed it because we don't have it. We have this gutless Cincinnati game. Can we start this already? What time are they first pitch?
We missed it. 8:25 p.m. East. 8:25. 6 minutes away. This Abreu gets a hit, but I need him to homer for the Sox. Need a homer from this Abreu.
It's just, this is just one of these nights. You know, you got to sit through the pain of these gutless games. Just, you know?
It's not incredible. Easy. Not easy, Joe.
No,
not easy at all. They're finished now. Minnesota will finish them off tomorrow night?
Yeah, well, Lonzo? I mean, Podziemski, too. You want to talk about 0-4 from the arc.
He's done.
Beyond the arc.
Forget another one. Forget that Podziemski. We got no gas with him, Joe. We don't want anything to do with him. We're done with Podziemski. Guy's a complete hack. Complete money burn.
Where'd they pull him out of? A garbage can? He just, like, came on to the, like, all of a sudden, 1 week, he had a good stretch run. They put him on the map, and all of a sudden, he became the guy. They were shooting 29% from beyond the arc in that game.
Were they?
Heading into that game last night, 29%.
Unbelievable. All right, Joe, we got a couple things in the barn here already. We're trying to get this. Today and tomorrow are crucial days before this golf starts because I want to try to get as much put it with the golf stuff in as possible. Put it with the golf.
What did I say? So you're on Pat Reed, and who did I say I like last night?
Well, I mean, I'm on Pat Reed.
The guy that was 110-1.
Let me get the sheet out. Hold on.
Get the sheet of integrity. Can you get it out?
Get the sheet out for you.
That was 110-1. Hello. It wasn't Higo.
It wasn't Higo, no.
It wasn't Justin Rose, right?
No, the guy had a name.
Daniel Berger. You're on Daniel Berger.
Daniel Berger, that's
it. You moved the line. He's down to 100. You moved it.
I like him for first round leader, too.
You want to know what? Get a good price for that, Joe. Good price for him. Daniel Berger right now, first round leader. Geez, where is he on the sheet here? Can't even find him. 80-1.
Wow.
DC Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Ring the bell, Joe. PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong. Ringing the bell for the Cubbies here. 1-1.
Nice job.
Come
All right,
Joe. Let's go here. Let's go.
All right, let's do it, Carver. Tonight's the night.
Heating up now, Joe. Things are heating up. Heating
Amazing.
Up.
Okay, I got you. Heating up. When is this Red game going to heat up?
They're just about to throw first pitch.
You sure about that?
It's 8:25 p.m. Eastern.
All right.
8:25 p.m. Eastern.
Come on. Big fly. Big fly.
You see who's close to coming back for the Braves, Joe? This Acuna. Yeah. He hit a homer in his first rehab game tonight.
Good for him. Great.
Man,
it's good. I hope he makes it all the way back to the bigs. I hope he actually puts a little jolt into the lineup because they absolutely suck.
Can we get Ozuna in that game tonight?
Yeah, I mean, here we go. Boston bases loaded, one out. The guy strikes out. Now this guy, 1-2. Like, come
yes,
on,
I'm
man.
Watching it, Joe. Look, you want me here? Look, turn off the ColecoVision. Turn it off. I'll get you home here. I'm rooting this in for you. You ready? Let's root this in right now. Come on. This Duran's up. Come on. Root this in. Turn the ColecoVision off.
Okay, I turned it off. Come on. Big fly. Big fly.
Give him the Granny Smith.
Big fly.
Give him the Granny Smith.
Would be great. Take the Granny Smith. Go big. Come on, everybody with this Pete Crow Armstrong.
Let's go.
Sounds like a country band, Pete Crow
PCA,
Armstrong.
PCA, baby.
Come on.
Let's go. Big ringing fly. The bell. It's all about ringing the bell, Joe.
The guy about. Struck Let's out. Yeah, they say.
I thought you were turning it off. I thought you were turning it off.
Gutless.
You deserve that. I asked you to do a personal favor. I said, I'm going to root this in for you.
With
Turn off
personal
the ColecoVision.
I'm trying to win
personal
money
favor.
Here.
Personal favor. I was trying to help you out.
Okay.
Greed, Joe. A lot of greed.
When is this game getting underway? Are we live here?
Are we live here? Hello? Hello?
What's going on?
I'm turning it on right now. Don't put it on the ColecoVision.
Again with this, don't put it on the ColecoVision. I'm putting it on the ColecoVision. I got news for you.
All right, here we go. First pitch. We're in the box. Here we go. Me drops in the box here, Joe. We're underway. Friends and family only in Cincinnati tonight after a 2-hour rain delay. Friends and family only. Light crowd. Light crowd. But good night for Taters, Joe. Let's go. Let's get some long
wind's
ball.
Blowing out, supposedly.
I added the Luis Robert for the White Sox, too. We're on Robert. Right. Come on. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Let's Why go. Not? Big fly tonight.
This is, Joe, Big you want to know what this is? I'm going to tell you what this is tonight. You ready?
I'm afraid to ask. Go ahead. 3-1 Texas. 3-1 Texas.
You know what this is?
Right, tell me.
This is your night. Okay?
We'll see. We'll see.
This is your night. That's what this is going to be, Joe. Your night. Okay.
Let's see. Only time will tell. 3-1 Texas. They got 4 runs in the first. Amazing.
They got 4 runs in the first. 3-1 Texas.
Josh Jung with a homer.
All right.
For them. Meanwhile, last night, they couldn't touch that kid. They won 2-1. Now tonight, it's tons of runs.
Yeah, I guess that's why you got a discounted number tonight. Again, with the 8.5s for a Texas game, that's typically light, no?
Well, you got to remember, in a Colorado offense, you don't know how much they're going to bring.
Yeah.
Stars on the board. Was it Rantanen?
Granlund.
Granlund. Let's go.
I told you those Oilers last night, didn't I?
Clean. Yep. Took care of business. 3-0. No sweat. Vegas is finished, Joe. Who are we backing when Edmonton and Dallas play in the West Final? Who are we backing?
My heart wants Dallas, but it's probably going to be Edmonton.
I told you it's going to be Dallas because this is the first time in 3 years I didn't play them before the season. And I told you, they're going to win this year. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. So we're off and running. Really proud of this Pete Crow Armstrong.
Again with the proud, all right?
I'm proud of these guys. And we wanted to talk. I like when we target Belozo the Clown, and sure enough, we get one off of him. So feels good. Now, I don't like when these teams do this, Joe. These White Sox, Jonathan Cannon's supposed to be the starter tonight. And he's going to pitch, but I guess they're one of these teams, these bad teams that do this dopey. Let me start a reliever for one inning. And then bring the starter in the second inning. So this lefty Eisert, or whoever he is starting this game for the White Sox.
Which, so does that affect the bet then?
Well, look, I mean, it's one inning. Cannon's still going to come in. We want to hit Cannon. He's a
yeah, hack. But doesn't that don't you take it with the starting pitchers? That if I lose, they might void it out. No.
I don't know what time they announced that. You'd have to go back and look at your thing. I don't know. It shouldn't void it out, honestly. I don't know. Good, check your book, Joe.
I put it in last night.
I don't know. And it's probably, Cannon didn't start the game, technically. So,
all right.
Well, look and see if they would have voided you already. Go look.
No, they didn't.
What does your slip say? Does your slip say Eisert or does it say Cannon?
It says Eisert.
It looks like you're good to go. What bothers me is that now Ellie's got a hit from the right side in the first inning.
But they have Eisert pitching for Chicago right now.
Correct. Eisert's in.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. It is what it is. It doesn't matter.
Cannon was the listed starter and they're doing the opener nonsense. They're putting one of these bullpen arms in opener. Opener nonsense. Nobody likes an opener. Just messes with everything.
All these games are just gutless. 3-2 Braves. 3-2 Braves.
Ozuna?
No. Those runners on first and third.
Could really use Ozuna tonight, Joe. And then I'd have that big ticket with both Rooker at night in L.A. Could we just get Ozuna somehow across the line? DJ Rooker. We somehow get him across.
You're going to need a bloop and a blast. A bloop and a blast.
Halftime in Cleveland, Joe. For the Cavs and the Pacers. 60-52 Cleveland. Cleveland live minus 10.5. 225.5. What did that go? Was it 230? What was that total?
Yeah, something like that. 229.5, I thought.
They're off the pace then, huh? They're a little light. Donovan Mitchell with 16.
How many threes?
No threes.
Jeez.
You want to play him for three threes?
No, I'm not doing this with
him. +280 in the second half, three threes?
No, not doing it.
How about two threes and we'll put it with the golf, -112? Let's play Reed together. You want to go in on Patrick Reed?
Well, I said Reed yesterday, and that's my guy. That's my guy. Well,
listen, we both can play. What I'm saying is I don't want you walking around here with your chest puffed out if he happens to win, saying, I said it. I did this. I'm not having you do that. I won't allow it.
Why? Because you said it?
I said it. He's my guy. I bet him every major, not you. I'm always on Patty. Everyone hates this clown. I love him. He's one of my guys.
You like him because he's Irish.
He's not Irish. He's got, maybe got a little Irish in him, but he's got nothing. You're acting like he's Shane Lowry, born in Ireland. I mean, come on.
Here we go. Cincinnati can't wait to go home. Three up and three down.
No, I watched all three at bats. It was like three up. It was they couldn't wait to get out of the box. All three. Ellie, first pitch, grounded it out to third. He couldn't wait to get out of there. It's a bad scene. Real bad.
We're up against it. This is not good tonight.
We're up against it. You're not kidding about that. We're up against it tonight.
How do we pull ourselves out is the question.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. How do you pull yourself out?
These guys can't wait to get out of Houston either. Three up, three down, three up.
Well, that was a tough. You got a good pitching matchup there tonight. That's a tough one to go after.
Yeah, it was low.
You went after it under the hat, huh? Houston and Kansas City under the hat?
Yeah, hot bats.
How much you need there?
7.5 and 9.5.
Double dipped? You double dipped in that game? All right. Let's root it in.
Show me where the over is tonight. Where's the over?
Late night?
Well, there hasn't been one over yet.
You're talking about the Dodger A game's going to be an over.
I don't know about that. You know, you're saying it like it's like a sure thing. Like there's no shot that it could be an under.
There's no shot it could be an under.
I don't know about that.
That game's why taking off even on money? A rocket ship.
Why is it even money then to the over at 9.5?
Game's taking off like a rocket ship.
Stop just talking it like it's a no doubt about it play. I mean, really, what's this, your premium lock of the year? Come on.
Triple star, double dog, diamond, play of the universe.
Saw your arm off special? Saw your arm off. If it loses, we'll pay the ER costs. I mean, come on.
I know that this stuff always gets you fired up.
This Torkelson, too. He's another one. Torkelson.
Torque. Now, here we go. Cubs putting a bunch of guys on against Belozo the Clown here.
Again, here we go with the play-by-play. This and that and that and this.
We're going after him. Belozo the Clown. Here comes this Ballesteros making his major league debut. Chevy Mammoth Hop said to play him. I didn't get it in time.
Chevy Ballesteros?
Where's these? Hold on. I got to find these.
Come on. With this. Torkelson's up. Torkelson.
Torque?
I mean,
What are you talking about? Torkelson's up. I got bias here.
He's on second base. Just couldn't
do it.
6-4, Baez deep. 6-4. Yeah.
Smashed.
Smash job.
This guy's on fire right now. This Baez.
How about that? Hot bats.
6-4 Tigers. 6-4 Tigers. I told you I would root that in. I said that it was coming in that game, didn't I?
Come on. Can we get Big Fly? You did say it. All right. You want the credit. You said it. I bet it. How about that?
How many more do you need in that game?
One more run. You said it. I bet it.
Listen, here comes Carpenter, right? Isn't Carpenter up next?
Yeah. Big Fly.
Do it again.
Big Fly.
Come on. Carpenter now.
Back to back. Throw him a meatball.
This Whitlock's rattled. Throw him right down the middle. Carpenter. Sit dead red, kid. Sit dead red.
Can we get some scoring in Cincinnati? I swear, I hate this team.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. 4-3 Rays, Joe. They're taking Berrios out in the top of the sixth as the Rays have two on and one out. We need to get Lau back up. Be nice if Lau could hit one.
Come on, Reds have a runner on. White Sox do. Could this Elko?
This Elko. Remember him the other day? Didn't he homer the other day? This Elko.
This Elko.
Any relation to Mike?
I don't know. Maybe he's blue collar. It would be great. Look at these games. Detroit's been knocking the cover off the ball. Doesn't matter who they play.
Here comes Ozuna. Can Ozuna do it here, Joe? Can we get Ozuna?
Or can Ozuna do it?
I'm hoping they went to the game to show him, hopefully, homer. That would be nice. He's leading off here. Let's get this, Joe. Come on.
All right, let's get it.
It's pouring at Citi Field, by the way. Pouring at the Met game. 1-0 Mets. I'll tell you, they're going to have a problem tomorrow too, Joe, right? It's supposed to rain all day long.
Yeah, it's going to rain all day long.
They got all kinds of problems. It's been a miserable couple weeks up here. Oh, did he get it, Joe? Oh, Joe, it was fouled by about 3 seats to the left. Oh, he crushed it. Oh, 3 seats to the left.
What are you going to do? What do you want me to say? We missed it. Missed it by a hair. We missed it by a hair.
Come on, man.
this Cincinnati
facing
game.
The Lord. I guess the Nats sent this Lord to the bullpen.
You know,
now
whenever
he grounds
these,
out to short.
Whatever these charts and graphs, guy. Oh, wind's homer. Blowing out. Wind's blowing
missed
in.
Missed a homer by centimeters. He missed
absolutely
homer.
Meaningless. These charts
couple
and graphs, guys. They're so
couple
smart. They're stupid
missed
when it comes with all this
feet.
Stuff. Exit velo and all this bat torque, and it's all meaningless. You get somebody
Pacers
off the
now have the lead. 65-64 Pacers. 65-64 Pacers. They now have the lead.
Exit velo and great, great. Here we go.
You still lazy going on about ball. This? The exit velo?
With the bat torque and the wind blowing out, wind blowing in. This they're so smart, they're stupid. That's what I'm convinced.
That's not
all these
right.
analytical no, guys.
Why?
Why?
Right.
Why? Am I talking about somebody in particular?
What are you trying to say?
If the shoe fits, wear it. How about that?
Hey, I don't live and die by the charts and graphs.
I didn't say you did. Who said I was talking to you?
They're just a tool that you use to make informed decisions.
And all right, with these tools, the tool, wind blowing out, wind
use,
blowing in.
Gotta use different
exit
tools
velo,
to make some
exit,
informed
exit
decisions.
Velo, back torque, the okay. whip, the war. Please. Nerd ball. Let's play that. Nerd ball.
Nerd ball, huh? That's what you're going to call it? Nerd ball.
Yep. Nerd ball.
All right.
All right?
Fair enough.
How about that?
That's what you want to do. Yeah, well.
Yep. Nerd ball.
You prefer, so you just prefer dart throwing. Dart throwing is what you prefer.
That's it. Sid Dead Red. Gut and feel.
Gut and feel. Gut and
gut
feel.
And feel.
Gut and
nerd
feel.
Ball.
Nerd ball.
That's
here
it.
Come these Braves now. Now everybody's getting a hit with these Braves. Here they come. Get ready, Joe. They're rounding the bases now, these Braves.
Yeah, because we don't
this guy
have
missed
them.
A, this guy missed a homer a by this guy missed a homer by 3 seats.
Got them for a week and a half. All of a sudden, now they wake up. There was light rain in Atlanta today. I should have known. Light rain over.
Frustrating.
The nerd ball. Nerd ball said probably the under.
Look at this guy getting picked off. Is he serious, this guy?
What guy? What guy? Who got picked off? Who?
The Rays. What are they doing? They came around and scored in the rundown. So this guy was running back and forth. He got picked off at first base. But he ran around, Joe, long enough for the other run to come around from second and score. They completely forgot about the guy.
All right, so there you go. There you go. Nerd ball. We got it. All right, can we get some runs? Can we just get, can something be entertaining? Something? It's like, well, I swear, these baseball games are completely boring.
So then what's the, you know...
What?
What do you want to do? Let me give you that week one college football schedule, Joe. We'll get you all lathered up here 3.5 months before the season starts. You ready for that? We'll get you all lathered up.
See, you're being sarcastic now.
No, I'm
you're
not.
Being
Let's
sarcastic.
Get you going.
All these games. Look, 1-0, 3-2, 1-1, 3-1, no score. Can we get some long, you know, big fly? Can we at least
put the
make
kick,
it entertaining?
Put the kick times in for a lot of these games. We've got some kickoff times. Georgia Tech in Colorado, Friday night, August 29th at 8 o'clock.
So happy the wind was blowing out in Cincinnati today. So happy.
Big noon kickoff, Texas, Ohio State.
Hope
big
they
noon
gave that
kickoff.
Guy, whoever wrote the report on that game, hope they gave him a promo, gave him a promotion. Wind blowing out in Cincinnati.
It's been an inning.
I hope they gave him a gold star for that break. 5-3, Tampa. 5-3.
I just told you that. That was where the guy on the rundown.
Yeah.
The guy on the rundown made it 5-3.
ESPN's a little late to the party.
Man, Alabama's only laying 11.5 at Florida State in that opening game.
Take
Joe.
The points. Take the points. Castellanos, take the point. Take the points.
I'm laying it. I'd lay 21 in that game. You're getting a cheap price with Bama there. Cheap price you're getting with Bama.
2-1, Marlins. 2-1.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Pirates, I guess, tie up the Mets here, Joe. This Reed Garrett just walked in a run.
1-1, bases loaded.
Yeah. Here comes this Garcia for the Rangers. He's a guaranteed a homer tonight after not homering last night. He's a guarantee. You might as well just fire that one. It's a guarantee. Yeah, after he didn't homer last night, he's going to homer tonight. Here comes this steer for Cincinnati. Cannon came in the second inning, Joe. He's mowing guys down. This Cannon. Just mowing them down. They're not even... Not even giving him a chance. Did Witt get that, Joe? Oh, he hit it to the deepest part of the ballpark. Bobby Witt.
What's a single?
No, he flew out. He hit it to the deepest part of the ballpark.
So this Cannon is on fire, huh?
8-point lead for the Pacers. 8-point lead, 73-65. Now, at the top of the hour, Joe, we got to put something together for the Nuggets and the Thunder. I don't know what we could possibly do, but we're going to try. While I got a minute here, I was just listening to one of the commercials. And, of course, we know we love the guys. You're part of your syndicate crew, the Moneyline guys, DRS. And I guess KW, he was with there on the Moneyline show. Did you hear what he said there? You agree with that assessment? The Eagles are America's team now? Eagles are
I think they're very. I mean, it's not the Cowboys. I mean, the Cowboys suck. I mean, come on. It's not the Chiefs.
No, it's DRS. Everybody is saying that Eagles are America's team now.
Well, I mean, they have likable players, right? They have Saquon. They have Jalen Hurts. You don't hate the Eagles. It's not like back in the day when they had Randall and Keith Byers and Keith Jackson and Freddie Barnett and Andre Waters and Buddy Ryan. I mean, I think they're likable now. I think he might be right on that to a degree. I mean, who was, think about this. Who outside the Eagles, right? Who does the NFL pump up more? They pump up the Bears. They pump up the Lions. And who do they, I feel like they pump up the Dolphins as well. It's like these teams that, and that's it.
You don't think the Bills get a lot of gas now? You don't think the Bills get a lot of gas? They have the MVP of the league.
I know. I feel like the Ravens, though, too. You can make the argument they're more America's team. They love O. Henry and Lamar.
Oh, the Bills aren't. The Ravens are not America's team, Joe. No. No shot. A lot of people, you're not a Raven fan. People don't like the Ravens. People don't like the Ravens.
Maybe the Bills to a degree, but...
No, they're not. Like I'm not saying they are.
They love Tua.
I'm saying the league does pump them up a lot. They put the Bills in a lot of... You see the Bills have the second least amount of travel this year?
Well, that's good, right? Maybe
only traveling like 10,000 miles the entire season.
I tell you what. There's one line I'm already taking. Two, actually. Mm. We were talking about the international games today. Talked about it with Ben.
The Vikings doing the double,
Vikings
right?
Have the back-to-back. So after they play the Steelers, they're laying 7 to the Browns. I'll take the 7 right now. They're going to different cities.
They're going to be over there already.
Yeah, but it's too different. Yeah,
you understand. Joe, Dublin to London is like, it's honestly, it's like going from New York
matter.
To DC.
It doesn't matter.
I mean,
it's the first time it's ever been done.
Well, it's the first time in two different places. I mean, the Jags the last few years.
Yeah, stay in London, right. Yeah,
and each time they won the second week.
Good. I'm taking the 7 with the Cleveland Browns. I'm telling you that right now. I'm not believing that this.
You're putting your flag in the ground.
Putting my flag in the ground. The other flag I'm putting in the ground is the Commanders minus the 2.5 over Tua. They're going to smash
them. I want to hear that in a moment. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Back after this.